Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That was officially opening day today, BT, this morning. Of course, most of us normal humans slept through first pitch, unless, of course, you had to work on the Boomer and Geo show. We get that. But with baseball starting, fun to have a conversation. And with the Yankees, unfortunately, the story of the spring continues to be the injuries. And for me, I just don't love the way this team was built. But even with that and with all the injuries, I still think the Yankees' expectations have not changed. They are the team to beat, in my mind, in the American League.
You know, I keep hearing that. I keep hearing that for a lot of people. You know, Yanks are going to coast. Yanks are the team to beat. Yanks are the team to beat in the American League. I'm not even sure the Yanks are the team to beat in the American League East. The Yankees have a multitude of problems. Now, when you have problems and questions going in, doesn't mean they can't resolve themselves favorably. I think this is a battle and a nightly dogfight. I really, to be honest, in a lot of ways, I don't know what to expect from the Yankees. You know, the Gerrit Cole news was sometimes you got to deal with that and it stinks. That's a big problem. Luis Gil, we know. And Sal, it's been a couple of weeks since we've hit some of this stuff, but we've gotten a little deeper into the spring, and there's still issues or potential issues that I don't know the answer to. Who's the leadoff hitter? All right, I think it's going to be Austin Wells, and it could be good. But until it works out, we don't know. Who's the cleanup hitter? You know, and now you look at some of these spots here where I think the Yankees are either very old, and Goldschmidt's injury is a little alarming yesterday at first base with a back issue, or too young where we don't know the definitive answers yet in at least, you know, three or four spots around the team. I know the Yankees will be competitive. I think there's some nights the Yankees will look good, but for me to sit here and anoint the Yankees the best team in the American League, there is no way I can possibly do that. There's no chance.
Well, how though off of last year? Now, I'm not saying that I would pick the Yankees to get back to a World Series. Even coming into the year with full health, I wasn't sold on this Yankee team. But we had this discussion weeks ago. Yeah, if things could go sideways, this could actually be a bad team. But they're still the Yankees, and somehow they generally figure out a way to figure it out. And at worst, they're, you know, high 80s team, a postseason team. But give me the team in the American League. You mentioned even in the division. Like, how going?
Red Sox.
Yeah, okay. I like the Red Sox in the AL East. They got to prove it. Like, how are we going to put the Red Sox over the Yankees based off of what we saw last year, based off of what we saw this offseason, before we see them play a game? I'm not saying it couldn't finish like that, but I think the Yankees have at least earned the respect to be the team to beat going in. Also, largely based on the lack, to me, of legit competition in the American League.
Yeah, listen, it's definitely weaker than the National League. So that keeps the door open. There's no doubt. The Yankees are going to win some games. But I think these Yankees need to prove it. Sure, the Red Sox need to prove it. But, you know, Max Fried hasn't thrown a meaningful pitch here yet. And Juan Soto is now on a different team. Like, last year's Yankees team, they earned the accolades and they earned the praise that was heaped on them because they got to the World Series. It was a very fun season. And a lot of ways, just because it was too often a two-man show, I think if you look back, it was one that was kind of born out of overachievement to an extent. Like, the Yankees were even very flawed last year to the point where in the middle of the season, they're trying to find out who their closer is. Now, they have a new closer this year. Devin Williams should be money. But now, all of a sudden, I know it's easy to think that Luke Weaver will be a stud as a setup. He very well might be. But, like, there's just so many things that I need to see to the point where I think that there's more questions with the Yankees than definitive answers, and that worries me.
Understood, and we don't disagree on that. We talked about this, and all the worst things, like Gerrit Cole, I don't know, and then Gerrit Cole out for the year. Paul Goldschmidt, aging first baseman, he's already dealing with some back issues, even if it's minor. Like, still, you don't want to hear about that in March, because what do you think is going to happen in April or May or August or September, where they got in the same boat with Rizzo, they did the same thing again with Goldschmidt. LeMahieu, same thing. Stan, like, all these things that they were relying on to at least a certain extent have all gone sideways already, and the season hasn't even started. Not to mention the reliance on some of the younger players. Even if you have high expectations for Dominguez or Wells or Volpe, you still need to see it to a certain extent. Or who's going to play third base? I just look at the American League and say, okay, while I have doubts about the Yankees, they are generally a proven constant to be a playoff team at the very, very least. Who's better? Like, the Orioles, I said the Orioles last year were going to be better in the AL East. Mm-hmm. They weren't. They fell off a little bit. And even with their 91 wins, whatever it was with Baltimore, they still weren't on the Yankees level. I do think Boston's going to be significantly better than they were last year, where they won 81 games. And the Yankees come back down to the pack. But does that mean that the Red Sox are the team to beat? Nobody in the Central. All right, people back on the Texans, on the Texas Rangers bandwagon. Astros, I don't know. Like, I'm not sold
on anybody
else.
Got a good pitching staff, but I hear you. They don't have a lot of sticks.
And you know me, I liked Seattle last year. But, like, every year it's the same thing. Yeah, Seattle's good. This will be the year they make the playoffs. And every year they fall short. So the Yankees are the one constant. Even when things go wrong, they generally figure out a way. I'm not saying that they're going to get to the World Series. I just have a hard time picking another team in the AL that I would say would be the team to beat going in.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, and again, we're kind of splitting the difference here. What I'm saying very, you know, for me, what I feel very strongly is that there's no way I could look at these Yankees and say, and I was saying this a month ago, ironically, right. 95 wins, eyes shut. That's exactly what they framed it. Things have changed here, and now you are... You're relying on a lot of unknowns, and that's interesting. Trust me, I'm not the kind of baseball fan where I need to have, you know, seven All-Stars. Let's grind. I have no problem. Let's grind. Let's do some stuff on the bases. Let's have some young, dynamic athletes showing that they deserve this stage and that they're ready for the stage and that they could thrive on the stage. All I'm saying is until I actually see them do it, the Yankees are a lot closer to the middle of the pack than they are to me a dominant elite team. I don't see a dominant team. I just don't.
And to take it a step further, now again, my opinion really hasn't changed on it from the way that I thought that they were built going into the spring training and obviously with all these injuries, but you know, the Yankees are expected to, I'm not talking about just this year, I'm talking about the Yankees. Like, the expectation is World Series or bust. It's been that way for quite some time. They got to the World Series last year, fell short. I don't look at this Yankees team, while I think they're the team to beat in the American League, I don't look at them as a legit World Series threat anymore, where maybe at least the hope of Cole and Fried in the postseason in a short series, if everything went well and the Yankees were there in the World Series, who knows who you're matching up with, Dodgers or other, at least if you have the 1-2 punch of Cole and Fried, maybe that could help offset some of the areas where the other team, the National League team, would be better. Now without Cole, that's not there. So maybe my thought of, hey, the Yankees have a chance to win the World Series, that I don't see at this point at all.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's impossible to forecast. I just get there and you got a chance, obviously. I mean, my opinion is no, they don't look like a World Series team at all. And I also think the Yankees, now this is their own doing. They created this mess by some bad moves they've made in the past here. What the Yanks are trying to do, and this is not a good spot to be in unless the young kids really pop. And we won't know today. We won't know next week. We won't know next month. Maybe by the middle of the summer, we'll have some real intel on the three or four kids, and we know who we're talking about. But the Yankees are trying to obviously win and win a World Series, get answers on young kids while basically getting ready to discard some dead weight that is still on the roster.
And that's why I talk about it being...
But that's why I can't say that they're the team to beat.
Right, but you did change from your thoughts going in, which is why I'm curious, because to me, like, the flaws going in, what, like, did you not... You expect a LeMahieu?
Pitching. Yeah, all pitching.
So what, Cole and Heel? That's
it?
I mean, and now with the barking shoulder of Clark Schmidt.
And Clark Schmidt's thrown 1 2/3 innings. I know he had the bullpen yesterday. We talked about that a little bit. But, you know, Will Warren is up to about 16 innings or so. Clark Schmidt's up to not even two.
Yeah.
So is he ready for... And I don't need him to be opening day. That's more symbolism than actually maybe a foreshadow of how many starts you make. But the point is, he's been banged up. The Yankees made the decision. Now, I do think that he still has some juice and he's had a good spring. Talking about Goldschmidt, the Yankees coming off a World Series appearance where they lost Juan Soto, the Yankees made the determination that Goldschmidt at age 37, based on a good 5 weeks to finish the season, was the right answer at first base. I didn't necessarily agree with it. Matter of fact, I was driving up to Providence and C-Mac was filling in for me.
Yeah, you liked Walker.
Now Walker got hurt as well. He's got the oblique, but I didn't love the Goldschmidt signing. You want to tell me there's good value with $12.5 million? Sure. You want to tell me with Judge and Jazz and Bellinger, he can you know, find his way and do well. I don't think it's implausible that he does well. But it's the day after St. Paddy's Day. His back is hurting.
Right.
That's not good.
Right. On top of LeMahieu being out, Stanton being out, which may be predictable, but you're relying on those guys to a certain extent. So they've already had LeMahieu out, Stanton out, banged up Goldschmidt, and now it's more focus on the younger guys.
Let me ask you this. How many... Yeah, exactly, Sal. 100%. But, like, directly, how many Yankees right now do you think are clearly in their baseball prime? In the batting order.
Yeah. Judge.
Yep.
I mean, Bellinger's supposed to be in his prime, right?
But you again, put him there based on his age, but there's been some uneven performances.
Yeah, well,
so
right, he's in the prime based on his age, but he's not peak performance.
So, but we'll say probably, Jazz probably just entering it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the other
guys. It's not at first. It's not at short. It's not at third. It's not behind the plate. It's not in left field yet. Like that's five or six spots where. Again, this could resolve itself favorably, and I love watching young kids. I think I love that the Yankees are giving them a chance because they believe in Wells, and they should, and they believe in Volpe, and they should, and they believe in Dominguez, and eventually we have to find out if he's the real deal or not. But if they don't get enough right answers, this is going to be a rough season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... Some questions, man.
And it's been a rough spring already, which makes you think it could be a rough season.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.